This time of year, many Vermonters are thinking about signing up for a CSA share at their local farm. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the Vermont Youth Conservation Corps is getting ready to supply a different type of community-supported agriculture, one that you pick up at your doctor's office.
Driving on Interstate 89 through Richmond, it's hard to miss the Vermont Youth Conservation Corps' twin red monitor barns. What's tougher to see from the highway is the youth-run farm nestled between those barns. With high school still in session, most kids won't start work at the farm for another 2 months, but the growing season is already underway. 23-year-old Ruby Bertola says they started planting seeds in the greenhouses last week.
We usually start with onions because that's our biggest push. We do like 100-something flats of onions, so.
Teenagers and 20-somethings grow 10 acres of vegetables here each summer and tend to chickens, pigs, and a small herd of resident cows. Once harvested, all those onions and other fresh vegetables will be divvied up among CSA shares. But unlike the CSA you might sign up for at your local farm, these shares will be delivered to doctors' offices. They're called healthcare shares, and they're prescribed by doctors for Vermonters who either suffer from diet-related illnesses or are experiencing food insecurity.
So on one hand, it's a public health program, and on the other hand, it's a job training and workforce development program.
That's Paul Feenan. He's VYCC's Food and Farm Program Director. The weekly shares start in July and include 12 pounds of organic produce. Feenan says much of it is familiar, kid-friendly vegetables that can be eaten raw.
But then we also stretch their palate and their relationship with food by adding some of those vegetables that we know are also quite healthy and that also grow really readily here in Vermont, things like kale and Swiss chard and celeriac. But we try not to inundate any given share with those items.
Feenan says the healthcare shares can also be tailored for people with specific health problems, such as diabetes or heart disease.
Once the medical providers identify the patients are eligible, then we treat them just like a CSA member. The only difference is that they pick up their CSA at their doctor's office.
The healthcare share program started in 2012 as a partnership between VYCC and Central Vermont Medical Center and has been growing ever since. It was recently recognized by the National Core Network as its 2018 Project of the Year.
The healthcare share in the farm at VYCC is quite unique.
That's VYCC Executive Director Breck Knopft.
We see other corps doing some urban gardens, but no other core is putting young people to work on a working farm, distributing that food through medical centers to Vermonters in need.
And Knopft says the program is a particularly good fit for Vermont.
This feels very much like a Vermont program, a Vermont creation, if you will. I mean, Vermont's this great laboratory of food systems, entrepreneurialism, community spirit, and for VYCC to be in that space and using that energy in a way that creates opportunities for young people and makes people healthier, what a wonderful thing.
And while the program seems quintessentially Vermont, organizers say Youth Corps programs outside the state have expressed interest in replicating the healthcare share model. VYCC is currently accepting applications from young people interested in spending part of their summer on the farm. And there are also open positions on crews in VYCC's more traditional conservation programs. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.